So I mentioned that he once caught me speeding and he put a siren on, illegal. Okay. I'm sorry, no, that's not in the letter. Also, the OU thing with the Drake's Cakes. I fudged it a little. I said the real thing was we had it before the OU. I mean, before the OU was stamped on. Okay, that was really special. It says, "Mayim gnuvim mesukim." Stolen waters taste sweeter. So to eat food that doesn't have the OU on it, but you know it's kosher, felt really good. And whatever ring things, I like the ring things more. I was more ring things. Okay, so this is important. The next few minutes. Oh, this is a very serious topic. I'm being totally serious now. Talk about Orach Chaim, the ways of life. The goal is to keep you alive. Okay, and Rachman Litzan, also people around you alive. Okay, we have to understand something here. Okay, life is a gift, and life is an opportunity. Two wonderful sentences. Life is a gift from Hashem. It's an opportunity. Do mitzvahs, get schar forever and ever, which is a long time. Take advantage. Life is the greatest gift. We don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate it. The Gemara says from the Psukim that it's better to visit an Avel house than to visit a party. Why is that? So the simple pshat is because in an Avel house, you know, serious mussers, and then in a party you might do things that are wrong. But there's a deeper pshat. You go to an Avel's house, then you appreciate being alive more. And you take advantage. We should take advantage of being alive. Okay. So people that drive dangerously, number one, you're endangering your own life. Number two, people are endangering people around you. And it reflects that we don't appreciate what being alive is. It's the greatest opportunity. It's the opportunity. Being alive is great. Being alive is great, and we should take advantage of it. Rabbi Victor Miller Zatzal said this all the time. It's an opportunity. So you have to drive safely. So speeding is no good. And the new thing, it's 20 years old. This texting and driving thing, it's mamish the end of the world. It's terrible. There should be a law that smartphones, cell phones should be off in the car. Just off. Totally off. But I don't pass the laws. Nowhere near where you're driving. And it rings and you check. And I may have told you this. When you drive along now, and you come to a red light, or you come to where traffic is slow, you look around, half the people have their head down when they're driving. When I was your age, no one did that. What are you looking down for? What are you looking at? They're looking at their phones. Anyway, I think it's crazy. But so, and I don't like that thing either. All the cars now, like, you know, you mount your smartphone on the thing there, like right in front of you. I don't like that either. But I don't know. Illegal? But that's legal also? The mounting thing? Good. I can't understand how that could be. You're glancing it for the Waze. I don't know. There's got to be a way to do Waze without doing that, because people are always checking and doing this while they're driving. People do it. It's terrible. Now, here's what happened to me. So, I used to speed. I was never like a weaving in and out person. That's correct. Whatever. Everyone has their own. I used to speed when I was younger. If it's an open road, I'd just go way above the speed limit. Okay. My parents didn't know. Whatever. I used to speed. Okay, I'm not proud of it. And then I stopped. I stopped when I was 21. Why did I stop speeding? Because I was in yeshiva, and Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, Rav Salvechik's son-in-law, got up. He gave a Musa Shmuz Friday night. And here was his week. He took out a newspaper. Israeli newspaper. In Beis Medrash. And he read a list of names, Rachman Litzvan, who had been died in a car crash that week. He read the list of names. Then he gave a Musa Shmuz about hashkafically, let's say, lo aleinu, a relative dies. So you're an Avelis. A close friend dies. You feel very bad. Then a further friend. So like, why is it, like, why does that make sense? Like, every Jew is someone you have to love and care about. So he discussed hashkafically the fact that, you know, it hurts us more when a close friend, lo aleinu, something happens to, versus just a random Jew out there. That's how life is. And he explained hashkafically. He discussed that topic. I forgot what he said the truth is. He discussed that topic. And he said, but the least you have to do is drive safely. That's the least you have to do. A Jew might get killed. The least you have to do is, and the Jew might be you. So that Moshe Shmuz scared me a lot in a good way. So I started driving more safely. And so I think you gotta, not good to speed. And the texting thing, if you have a friend who texts and drives, you must help them by criticizing them and maybe even raising your voice at them. What are you, crazy? Don't do it. It's terrible. Rahman al-Itzlan, there's a commercial out there. I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere. A horrifying commercial. It's a commercial that people that either died or killed others while they were texting, the last text they sent, the last text. The last text, I love you, or what do you want for dinner? It's terrifying. The last text, Rahman al-Itzlan, why are you texting when you're driving? You can't wait 4 minutes? The answer is I can't, because we can't. We're so addicted. It's a problem. It's a problem. But why can't it wait? I don't know. I'm not that old. 30 years ago, it waited. You went to a phone. You called someone on the phone. So think, I'm getting into the car now. Now I'm a big phone guy, or I guess you would say I'm a big phone girl. So put the phone away, and then, or if you have a Bluetooth and it happens by itself, then maybe it's okay. I think it's okay. You know, Bluetooth. You have Bluetooth in the five towns? Oh yeah, you have Bluetooth in your cars in the five. We have it in Israel. I don't know if you have it in the five towns. Anyway, the phone rings. You press the button and you can answer. You can answer the phone. You don't dial. You don't do anything. You just. I'm joking. I'm only joking. Anyway, so everyone has Bluetooth. I'm saying even Israel. If somebody does that, now I want to tell you this is. I have the story in one of my books. Rav Neven Sol Shlita says that he read one of the biographies of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and there's a story in there that he knows is not true. So, you know, he was making fun of, and that's actually a little embarrassing, but he said it can't be true. Rav Shlomo Zalman was driving, he said. Rav Shlomo Zalman was in a car, someone was driving him, and he was driving crazy. And there was someone in the back, and he was driving, and then he got into a little accident. Shlomo Zalman said nothing. But then, when the guy in the back left the car, Rav Shlomo Zalman gave him mussar for driving dangerously. So what was the point of the story? He was a tzaddik, he didn't want to embarrass the driver, so he waited till the guy in the back left the car. So I've never said it's not true. It couldn't have happened because it's okay to, you know, not want to embarrass someone and, like, you know, let yourself, but you can't kill other people to avoid embarrassing someone. If the guy's driving crazy, tell him to stop driving crazy. You're not going to kill someone, God forbid, because the guy's in the back seat. So that's what he said. So you have to be careful. Here is, if you kill someone by mistake, God forbid, you have to go into galus. What's killing someone by mistake? So you didn't do it on purpose. Why do you have to go into galus? Like, your whole life is turned upside down. The answer, what's the case in the Gemara killing someone by mistake? You're chopping wood in a forest, and a chip flies off and kills someone. So, but it wasn't on purpose. Yeah, but if you're chopping wood and chips are flying, you know that's dangerous. So your job is, before you chop the wood, walk over and say, oh, make sure no one's walking. You know, put up one of those mirrors there, you know, see someone's coming. If you know you're doing something dangerous, then not checking and not being careful is negligence. So it isn't on purpose, but you should have checked. You got it? So the nimshel, Rav Netzer says, is driving. Now watch this. Let's say you're chopping wood and chips are flying everywhere and you don't check. And you don't kill anyone. Why don't you kill him? Because no one walked by. So what happened? What happened? So you would say nothing happened. Nothing happened. Rav Neven Sol says that up in Shemayim, so Rav Neven Sol says, up in Shemayim, you're written down, you killed B'shogeg. Because the action you did was potentially, the fact that nobody came, because God didn't send anyone there. That was your mazel. But up in Shemayim, you killed B'shogeg. So Rav Neven Sol says, a person's driving and takes his eyes off the road to text and nothing happens and a kid doesn't jump into the road, which you wouldn't have seen in that half a second, then up in Shemayim, Rav Neven Sol says, you're written down as a tzicha B'shogeg. It's terrifying. That's what he writes. It has it in a sefer in Parshas Matos. because nobody walked by, but you did the action of being negligent, and that's a very scary idea. I hope you're all very scared.